Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network, a place where mothers and daughters come to nurture their relationships. How is your mother-daughter relationship? If you're not living your best mother and daughter relationship, welcome to the show. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Now, here's your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. Or you can just call her Dr. Bessie.
Good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Dr. Bessie, here at the round table with mothers and daughters around the world. It is Easter weekend, and we know what that means. Salvation, resurrection, it all happened. What they call Easter weekend. Let's see if I can Okay, change my speaking thing here, put it on to my headset. Yes, it is an interesting week. It's an interesting week. I tell you, it's been challenging, but it amazes me how, out of every challenge, you know, I just did not get upset. I just decided that, you know what, I'm not going to let it bother me. I'm going to chill out, and I'll just do what I need to do. And Cynthia has a saying that she says all the time, just make it happen. And, you know, you hear something over and over and over again, and over and over again, it just gets down into your subconscious mind. And it just says, make it happen. You know, you can run, think about it. You can talk about it. You can complain, you know. But the bottom line is, just make it happen, you know. So when you hear that over and over again, she says it in conversations, and she says this, and she's teasing, or, you know, just it's just like a thing. And so, you know, cliche, you know how you hear something over and over, people just pick up on a trend, a quick saying or whatever. But it's just, you know, just make it happen. You know, that speaks volumes. You can talk about it, you can moan and cry, but the bottom line is, what are you going to do about it? So that's been some of the challenges and some things that I've been working on this week and even this morning. It just amazes me, but you know what I did? No problem. Just going to make it happen. Let me see if I find Cynthia. Go to the switchboard. Bear with us this morning. Frida is not with us today. Good morning, Cynthia.
Good morning, Dr. Betsy. How are you?
I'm making it happen.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, what are the other alternatives? You can make it happen, or it's gonna happen anyway. So pick your pick.
But you can make it happen. You can let life make it happen. You know,
absolutely.
You want to be involved in the decision process. Something is going to happen. So you decide.
Absolutely.
I want to be involved in this process, or I'm just going to leave it up to the elements and whomever and you know, whatever.
You
know, it's amazing.
Don't leave it up,
you know,
to happenstance.
Yeah, there you go. I you know, this week was working on the document, right? And then all of a sudden it was gone. This morning I'm working on things, and I moved from my office into my kitchen area. And there again, unplug the computer, and it just boom. So that lets me know my battery's going now, okay, because it's been plugged up there for 2 or 3 days. So I'm saying, okay, so what do? Holy Spirit, you do it anyway, so just make it happen. And I started laughing, and the lady was saying, you have 2 minutes. I said, okay, let's make this happen. So with all that being said, this morning, Frieda, now with us, would you like to do the prayer?
Absolutely, absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we come. This is the 15th of the month. We're moving forward, and the corresponding courses, I pick up the applications today. I'm excited. We're excited, Father God, for the future that you have for our lives and for the institution, the Transition Prep Institute. Father God, we know that all things are possible with you. Father God, the enemy comes in to put doubt in our minds, and we are disputing any doubt that may take place regarding anything that we are doing and that you would have us to do, despite what happens, all the technical issues that may or may not occur. But Father God, we're declaring that we will do what you have put in our spirits and in our hearts to do, despite the technical difficulties. We thank you, Father God. We ask that you bless Frieda and her endeavors this morning, and Deborah as well. We thank you, Father God, that we are always about our daddy's business, and we just thank you for choosing us for such an awesome task as the mother-daughter radio show roundtable, and that we are co-hosts, and that we thank you for Dr. Betsy Fletcher for her obedience, Father God, in continuing to get up every Saturday morning to do this show. We thank you, God. We can't imagine being anywhere else on Saturday morning but on this radio show just to give the good news to mothers and daughters around the world. Father God, we come thanking you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for our Lord and Savior and the fact that over 2,000 years ago, he died on the cross this very weekend and getting ready to be raised tomorrow morning. We thank you, Father God. We pray that those who know him and believe in him will get up tomorrow morning excited about going into your house of prayer, knowing, Father God, that there's a word for us, Father God, concerning his resurrection and getting up. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your sacrifice and you being the perfect example of sticking and staying and doing only what the Father would have you to do in order that we have an example to follow. You were the perfect example of getting up and keeping it going no matter what happened to you and your disappointments and things that happened in the interim of you going to the cross. We thank you for your ministry. We thank you that we are an extended or an extension, if you will, of that ministry. We have no ministry. It's all about you and us continuing your work and your will. So, God, we thank you for your presence every day that we wake up with a mindset on him because it's all about him. Father God, everything that we do has to do and for him. And so, Father God, we declare and we claim nothing of ourselves, about our Lord and Savior and for our Lord and Savior. Everything that we do in his footsteps is all about him. Again, we thank you for this radio show. We thank you for our co-hosts and around the world, because everyone who joined in is part of that title. And so, Father God, we just thank you that we continue to do what you would have us to do, despite the small hiccups. And that's really what they are in comparison to everything that you would have us to do. There's nothing that can stop us. If you are for us and everything that you have for us to do, nothing can stand against us. With that, we say thank you. We thank you, Father God, for your holy presence. You're always present. You fill the room. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. And thank you, Dr. Fletcher, in your son Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Yes, you know, it is the weekend. Happy Easter to everybody out there. You and your families, you know, this is a weekend where people come together and they do go. People that haven't been to church all year, but they will know that they need to go and be with other Christians and unite their faith and blessing that it's Resurrection Day, giving honor to Christ. So that's a good thing. All right. Thank you so very much. We did have I'm going to click you off because I'm hearing some noise, but I'll come back to you.
Okay. You thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry. Yeah, it's just that it's Easter Sunday. I know people are rushing around. They're getting their dresses, their hair done, their nails done, and getting ready to stand tomorrow morning and honor and then thanksgiving to Christ the morning that he rose. So look pretty, but in your heart, know the reason for what you're doing. Not to go look pretty, not to try to outdress everybody else, not try to have the best hairdo or to do a fashion show, but to go with the right spirit in your heart, and the blessings will come upon you. So that brings us this morning to, and Cynthia, I'm going to do an open dialogue so that you and I could go back and forth a little bit after I kind of introduce just some, and then we'll go from there. Let's see. Let's go back to the beginning. Going to have to kind of start again here. Not start again, but just want to hit a few things. For the new people that are coming on, I'm your host. I'm Dr. Bessie. And again, we are talking to mothers and daughters around the world with your co-host, Cynthia Oliver, 3 days off for today. And I want to thank all the listeners, each of you, for tuning in today and every Saturday morning. It makes an exciting conversation, even though you may not say anything. I know you're there. And just because I know you're there, it gives us hope and gives us the energy we need to keep going. And the most amazing thing about the radio program is broadcast on Facebook. So people can look at it all times. You know, people are going through and stopping and listening. And so it's constantly, it's just not all on Saturday mornings. People are listening to the program throughout the week, throughout the day, just whoever goes through and find it inside, you know, let me see what they're talking about this Saturday. So somebody is getting the message, and God is speaking and using this vehicle of the Internet to speak to mothers and daughters around the world. If you'd like to join us, you can on the show, you can call 347-539-5078. 347-539-5078 to listen to the program. You can click 1 to join in on the conversation. And the reason we give you the number is that if you called in on the number, you might want to text somebody if you're not driving and ask them to call in on that number as well. But there's a lot of people listening on the Internet, so therefore they just need to let them know to call the number if they don't know that. Or you can go to mdbn.org and click on Blog Talk Radio and listen to us live on our website as well as the blogtalkradio.com on air, Mother and Daughter Bonding Network. Just click on that. So there's several different ways you can listen to us, and sometimes I forget to go through that on Saturday mornings to let people know that you can catch us very different ways. So as I start the program on Saturday mornings, I always say, you know, sit back, relax, get a pen and paper. Or if you can, and most people might be running around, driving, we take you whichever way you come. You know, we don't want to interrupt, but we do want you to be in a position that you can hear the word of God and hear if there's something that he's speaking directly to you on. So, again, I am your host. I'm Dr. Bessie. I'm here at the roundtable with mothers and daughters around the world. Announcements, you know, good news, God is speaking to mothers and daughters. You can purchase the book at mdbn.org, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the major bookstores. We'd love for you to purchase it off of mdbn.org, and that way more goes toward the ministry. But, you know, you do it either way you want. The publishing agent for
Good News, God Speak to Mothers and Daughters was published by Lael Agency, LaelAgency. You can go to laelagency.com and look at the website. And if you have a book in you and you want it out, they can help you. Mother and Daughter, let's see what else we have. You can email me at drbessie1@gmail.com. I think that's all the, not all the announcements. I have a couple of dates. I'm going to try to get these dates out. The 29th, we're doing a Mother and Daughter Redesigning Me workshop in Reidsville, North Carolina for the Queens. The Queen's Court, and I'll give you the details. I'll try to find that before we end up today. And on December the 6th, for the International Bible College and the Women's Conference, they are giving a Women's Conference, and that's on May the 6th, and I'll be speaking there. And then have book signing at Barnes & Noble on the 6th in Winston. So there's a number of things that we are doing that is coming on. We have the Bible School coming in to the Correctional Center. God is moving. We're still holding on to patience because we know, we see the hands, we see things that are going on. You know, I have another Mother and Daughter Conference on May the 13th and another one on May the 20th. So what I'm going to do is to line all those up and make sure that was my intent for today. And really, to tell you the truth, I just got really busy this morning and forgot about it, but I'm going to make sure that I put all those together today. Go to our website at mdbn.org, and you'll see any dates, any addresses that you would like to come to the conferences. We would appreciate it, and we'll be there looking at mother and daughter relationships and seeing how we can redesign our life and create a whole new beginning, creating the new you from within. So it's inside of you. We're going to just bring the inside to the outside, and that's the what we call the new creation. So enough of that. Let's see what else we have. I think that's it. We are based on Mother and Daughter Faith Trust Ministries, and our platform is Ezekiel 16:44. As is the mother, so is her daughter. A few weeks ago, we talked about a mother's reflection in her daughter, and let's see, last week we talked to Deborah. We had Deborah online with us. She was our guest, and Deborah actually brought in a whole new perspective. 15 years of prison, but she was assigned 24 years. So listening to her story last week sort of brings into our title for today. The title today is The One Thing That a Mother and Daughter Can Depend On Is the Name of Jesus. One thing that a mother and daughter can depend on is the name of Jesus. And that kind of brings us back to Deborah. As I was given that title this morning, and how appropriate is it? Because it's all about Jesus, and this is Jesus, the weekend of what we know as resurrection and the power and authority that was given to him. And in that power and authority, all is inside the capsule of his name, where there's love and peace and joy and happiness and forgiveness and faith. Everything is inside that name. The power is the Holy Spirit. The name of Jesus, he says, I give you my name. You ask, you can use my name, Bessie. Whatever you want. Ask the Father in my name, and I will do it for you. That is the Holy Spirit, the power
that he possessed, because the Father gave all power and authority to Jesus. So now he has it all. So when you say his name represents all of these things. Anything that you can imagine that you need, want to discuss, want to talk about, you go to the Father in the name of Jesus, and that gives you the authority, the power, the right, the righteousness to stand before God and plead your case. See, so now I'm looking at, when I was thinking this one about Deborah's case, and I said, you know, she said from the very beginning, I'm not going to go to jail for long. You know, she knew in her mind, this is not going to happen for long. And she spent 13 years. Why did she, 15 years. Why did she spend 15 years? Because in her mind, she kept saying, no, I'm out of here. When are you leaving? In 2 years? You know, 2 years or something like this. I don't want to misquote and quote her wrong. But she would not admit that I'm going to be here for 24 years. Because she was believing. She had the faith to believe. Even though she didn't realize maybe how she was utilizing her faith, she just believed in her heart and soul, I'm not going to stay here for 24 years. But then one day, she surrendered. She surrendered to her faith, and her faith moved to God. And that's the thing that we have to realize. When you're trying to do it, when you're trying to make God do it, that's not the right ingredient. Those aren't the right ingredients. All you got to do is one thing. And that is to have faith in God, that what he said is true. It will manifest if you believe it. There's nothing on you. There's nothing that you have to do. There's nothing that you can do to make him move. There's nothing that you can do. You could say, by tomorrow I believe, by tomorrow I believe. Those are just words of repetition. But the only thing that moves God is faith. So when you surrender to your faith petitions God, and miracles happen, the manifestation of it. But see, sometimes we don't realize that because we don't realize in that moment when you just go, you know, I'm tired. I just don't think I can go any farther. And you take that deep breath and that sigh. And at the moment you end the sigh, that's the second faith kicks in and automatically moves to God. That's a miracle. That's a miracle. But we have to surrender. We say we surrender. Oh, no, no, no. But when I heard her say, I went and I laid prostrate on that cement floor and I just cried out to God and I was tired. She's tired. When you get tired, when you just feel like you can't go any further, something in you will surrender. Your spirit, your soul, your body, everything just go, oh. And at the end of that sigh, the faith can kick in. It's quick. Next thing you know, you're seeing things happening. I'm telling you, I see it. Been there. Do I still try to make it happen? Occasionally, I find myself saying, oh, you know, I need to call this person. And my spirit will say, did I tell you to do that? The Holy Spirit speaks, like, no, okay then. You don't need to call anybody. You don't need to do anything. You just need to hold on to your faith. Just believe that it's done. You see it, that it's working. Why would you want to rush the process? Where are you going? And How do you know where you need to be? If you ask me to lead and guide you, then let me do that. I know all truth. I know where you need to be, when you need to be there. I know exactly what you need to do at every second of your life. I'm a part of the process. Have faith in God and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, will do the work. But it's all in the name of Jesus. See, it's all in that name. When you said, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus, it puts you in right standing. It puts you in a position of righteousness. And you have the authority to be there. You have the authority to speak to God in the name of Jesus. He says, I give you authority. It's like a MasterCard. I gave you a MasterCard and say, you can use it. You run all over town buying and shopping and doing whatever, probably buy somebody else something. You know, it's unlimited. You're like, oh, let me buy this person something. You think of things to give people. Really? First of all, it's not costing you anything. You got a free MasterCard. Think about it. A MasterCard, unlimited, buy anything you want. There's no limit to it. Just buy, buy, buy. You would go all over the place and somebody said, oh, excuse me, this card doesn't have your name on it. You know, sometimes they check a card. Most times they could care less. You swipe and they keep going. They don't even ask who card it is. Swipe, keep going. But every once in a while you'll run across the store and they say, let me see your driver's license, please. So you pull your driver's license out, and they look at the driver's license, and they look at the MasterCard. Say, excuse me, but this doesn't have your name. This card doesn't have your name on it. Oh, I know. I know. But, you know, Dr. Bessie told me I could use it. She gave me the card. She gave me authority to use it. Well, then they says, well, we have to call Dr. Bessie. We can't let you charge on this. So they called, and I said, oh, yeah, she has full authority. She can use it. She can buy whatever she wants. Would you fax us something to that? You know, we need to have something in writing. Okay, fax it over. They charge it. She moves on. Same thing with Jesus. He gives you a MasterCard. Says, hey, here's my card, but his name is on it. Because it's in his name. So when you go, you say, but I come in the name of Jesus. But Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I got the card. I got the permission. I got the authority. This is the day that he went down to hell, took it all back. This is the day. So if you don't remember anything else, remember this day. This was the action day. This was the day he took action. And he defeated Satan. Tomorrow morning is the day that he came back and he resurrected himself for all to see. Prove that he was Jesus. Stayed around for 40 days. Just hung around and visited and did whatever, and ate so that they would know he wasn't a ghost. He was resurrected to the fullness. And then he ascended. So if anything, this weekend, this day right here, is the day that we should be in thanksgiving, we should be grateful, we should say to God, thank you for your son. Thank you for your son. Remember, he was a man. He could have made other decisions. He chose to have faith in God. Have faith in God. That's the only one thing that we need to do. And if you do that, everything else works according to plan. You can't change the plan, though. Just because you got a glimpse at the blueprint doesn't mean you start building. You'll be told when to start. You'll be told what to do. But when we get in the way and we want to start early, finish fast, you create something, it doesn't work very well for us. So out of my meditation this morning and jotting down some notes, that was the thing to come up. Today, this day, he went to hell. This day. And yesterday, I was spending time thinking about what he must have gone through, being beaten, poked at, made fun of, humiliated, being separated from God. So when people hear him say, "Father, can you take this cup away from me?" The cup means it's not something to drink. It's the cup was the separation. He did not want to be separated from God. And he knew God cannot look on sin. And the moment he took all of our sin on, God had to turn his back to him. That was the thing that he could not deal with. He couldn't deal with the fact that he would be separated, not for just 1 second, from God. Please, is there any other way we can do this? He did not want to be separated. But he had to be separated to take on the sin and to go to hell and then come back. That's just what the Holy Spirit shows me in some of the studies that I've done. You know, people have different things, but it made sense to me. Because I was wondering for years, and he said, "Can you take this cup from me?" He did, and he didn't want to have to drink that because it was more than he could handle. But he did. But he said, "If you can't, then you know, hey, let it be what it is." And he surrendered. And when he surrendered, we were saved. So that's my take on it. So today, like I say, it's Easter weekend, and think about why you're getting pretty, why are you dressing up, and why are you going to church? It's not to see everybody. It's not to put on a fashion show. To give thanks and honor to Jesus for all that he's done. Without him, just imagine, you wouldn't be able to talk to God. I can't even imagine not being able to talk to God. You know, back in the day, they couldn't talk to God. They had to go to Moses. They had to go to different people just to get their sins forgiven or to hear what God had to say. They had to go through someone else. But because of Jesus and this very weekend, we are able to go to God for ourselves. We can go in the name of Jesus, and it's just like Jesus talking to God. We have that kind of authority. Come on. I can't imagine people walking around and not talking to God, your creator, someone who created you for his own joy, his own benefit, his own pleasure. He looks at you. He loves you. He adores you. And yet, he spoke a word and created Jesus, his only begotten son. He loved him. But he says, "I will sacrifice my son." That's why they call him the second Adam. The second Adam. Because there had to be someone else. But he created through his word to save us. Now, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to just sit around and let life happen to us, or we're going to use his name and fight. Because the devil's job, his job, is to try to stop you. Your job is to show him that you have power and authority. And it gets really good when you can get with someone else and say, where two or more come together. I'm there in my name.
It's good to have a good prayer partner. That's why when things go down, I've got a couple people I call, and that's it, you know, because I know that they have this relationship with God. And mothers and daughters, the best person that you can have is your daughter, your mother. And that's why I call my daughter whenever something's going wrong. We always are with each other, you know, like Auntie so-and-so, a mama so-and-so. Because she needs that support. And I know she has my back. And I have hers. I call Cynthia. We pray on it. Get you somebody that you know have good faith. Someone that when they say they're going to pray for you, they're going to pray for you. You know that. And you know that they have a connection. And that's what it takes, mothers and daughters, to get us from one day to the other. Because we need to be our brother's keeper. We need to do that. So I'm going to open, go back to the switchboard, and I'm going to open it up. Anybody want to say anything, just click one. And Cynthia, good morning again.
Good morning. Good morning. Well, prior to you starting sharing or recapping, if you will, Deborah's story, and even prior to you just talking about faith, I was looking at my journal, and it says, faith makes all things possible, hope makes all things happen, and love makes all things beautiful. And you mentioned all three of those things in Christ. It is when we go to the Father in his name that all things become possible, because it shows the faith that we have chosen to have Christ. And as I thought about the question you asked, why Deborah had to do 15 years, I thought about the story that she shared with her about the caterpillar. Those 15 years, she was literally in her cocoon, and she was struggling to get out of that cocoon even after she left prison. She struggled for years in substance abuse, back and forth to jail, even after she had been given a second chance. And that's what I love about Christ. He gives us so many chances to evolve into the beautiful butterfly that Deborah has become out of her struggles. She became this awesome being in Christ. And it is all in him that we have our being with regard, because we exist, because God created us no matter despite Christ, because you don't have to believe, because that's your choice. But when we believe in our Lord and Savior, we evolve into something so incredibly beautiful that nothing can stand against us or stop us from metamorphosing, if you will, into what Christ would have us to be. And that's what happened to Deborah. And that's the beauty of the stories of all of us, actually, prior to coming to Christ. But because we work with the population who show enough struggle, we get to see the hand of God with every woman we salute every year for the last 5 years. We get to see the hand of God and the possibilities when we choose to trust in him, when we surrender the struggle. One of my biggest pet peeves of being in secular programming and psychology and NA and AA, that they teach you once something, always something. I just could never fathom that concept, being that all things are possible with Christ. I know that I am capable of becoming this beautiful butterfly if I choose to believe in Christ. So many years ago, over 2,000 years ago, he made it possible that we could become any in God's will for our lives. And that's the beauty of believing in him. Deborah, I see the women that we've saluted over the years, and I'm just amazed that God would choose us to be witness to something so beautiful. Because when I tell you, these women are just absolutely phenomenal. When they go through their struggle and come out on the other end in faith, come on now.
It is amazing. It is amazing. You know, we've been doing it for so long, and it's not been broadcast. It's not been showcased, and we've not shined the light on ourselves. And people, you know, really don't know the power and the love, the number of women that has been touched and touching up the lives of other women, you know, because we chose to do it that way. Now, God didn't tell us to go and put it in the newspaper, and he didn't tell us to go and broadcast it. So we've been going, and now we're seeing it's like a flower. It's opening up. It is opening up. But it is amazing because I can't imagine, but yet I hear the stories, you know, from crack cocaine to working on my master's and running a program that I used to be in. You know what I mean? That it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
When I see
that just shows the possibilities. But that just shows the possibilities when you choose Christ over obedience is better than sacrifice. And what can come out of obedience? Christ rose because of obedience.
And when they make up their mind, you see, that's it. And that, and the thing I like about it is that the warden will let us bring the women out, and when they bring them out of the prison, they get to see, not Dr. Bessie and Cynthia, who have never been in our shoes, but they get to see women that has lived in the same lifestyle, the same shoes, that they can say, I know this is possible, because what it's doing is elevating their faith. It's giving them an opportunity to believe, and therefore hope that there is a possibility. If I go through Christ, I can get from this point, and what we did is build the bridge. God told me, he said, create the bridge and help them get from this side of the bridge to the other, and that's our program. We build the bridge to help them. And then God said, now I want you to take everything that you've done, all your program, and put it together, and then teach them how to get across. So we took your program, my programs, and what God told us to do, and da, da, da. And now we got a program that when they get to the other side, they will be walking out there blindly. They will know. They will be doing the practice along the way, and certain steps on the bridge that they will be at certain points in time, that they will have other people that's going to help them. And when they walk to the other side, they're going to be like, I'm trying to think of her name. Oh, Lord, the young lady that is director of the program. Is it Brenda?
Susan. Yeah.
When I look at Susan, I'm just, you know, thinking, wow, she's the idea. I mean, now she's director of the program, married, nice family, and I look at her, and you cannot tell. When we see these women and they're dressed up and their hair and their makeup,
I don't even know who they are. You know, because they don't have
Fletcher.
Prison jumpsuit. I mean, I look at them and they're looking at me and I'm thinking, they're like, oh, hey, Dr. Fletcher. And I said, hey, and I'm thinking, okay, is this one from the prison or is this somebody, you know, I get confused because they look so good. They,
yeah,
it's amazing what a woman can look like.
And Dr. Fletcher,
you dress her up. It's amazing.
Dr. Fletcher, when I first met Susan back in 2007, Susan came straight from prison. Susan was in prison as well. All of these ladies that we deal with, whether they're in substance abuse, residential treatment, or in the prison, they all have a background. Majority of them have a background. Now, I'm not going to say all, but I'm going to say 90% of the women that we deal with have did prison time. Susan was a whopping 100 pounds when I met Susan. You can't, the struggle, you can't even see traces of the struggle in her life now because of her.
She was very, very classy. Very classy
She's
woman.
Very,
very
classy.
Oh, man. Yeah. I looked at her and I tell myself, now she is the poster girl. She is the poster girl.
Was the poster girl when I was at the center where she was. She was the poster girl. Mm-hmm. And a matter of fact, her story is so incredible. She was literally taken she was the poster girl for the institution. They took her to Tallahassee. She became the spokesperson for the center in order to keep the center open. They would take her to tell her story.
Mm-hmm.
And see,
I didn't know that. I didn't know that, but
ma'am.
I knew it in my spirit that she, I could just see her being the poster girl. I mean, I'm just amazed. And the women, they, you know, this is something I want to focus on because we want to show how Jesus showed up. See, it's all about not Susan as much. Well, it is Susan because she was obedient. She could have said no. She could have been like a lot of people going back and forth and staying. But she made a decision to accept Jesus, and then she made a decision to allow him to create
transform
the lifestyle
her.
That he had planned to transform her. Yeah.
Mhm.
It is amazing.
She went back and forth for a minute now. Don't get it twisted, audience. She went back and forth for a minute before she decided to say, you know what? Okay, I can't do this. I need Jesus. And it's not until you come to that realization that your transformation starts. As long as you choose not to believe, your possibilities of change is slim to none. It wasn't until
Susan
decided. That's why
she had to make a decision. Yeah. No, I was going to say that's why I try to make it very simple when I'm talking to the ladies. I tell them, you know, they get confused. Well, I don't know about the Bible, and I don't know about, you know, I can't read. I don't understand. I said, you know, go to Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24. I make it real simple. Just get those three. If you get those three verses, that will change your life. First, have faith in God. Anything that you say, you can speak to a mountain, it will be removed. Anything you say and believe in your heart and don't doubt it, you shall receive it. See, those three verses to me, those are my safety net. You know, I just feel like if you have faith in God, everything else is going to work. Just believe God. That's the key. That's what I'm saying. Our topic this morning is the one thing that a mother and daughter can depend on is the name of Jesus, where everything is in that name. So rather than have them all confused, now they're going to go through the Bible college now that we have. They're going to be studying theology and biblical studies. So they'll learn on a graduate pace with somebody there teaching them, and they're learning to get that degree. But in the meantime, just go to Mark 11, 22, and just read it. And Jesus said, have faith in God. If you don't do nothing, but just that one. Just meditate on that one. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. What does that mean? That whatever he says, it is the truth. It's the truth. And he can't lie. I make it very simple for me because that way, when I get into a little doubt, I go right back to that.
God cannot lie. Jesus said it, and I believe it. That's it. So today, what do we want to leave them with? What today? What's the word? What's your final, Cynthia?
My final is that for us as one who wants to move forward in life and become all things in Christ, God to us, he is the substance. And if without substance, we can never move into that butterfly state. If y'all don't get anything else, just know that you can't become all that you want to become in the absence of your faith in Christ. He's it, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't trying to convert anybody, do you, boo. But if you choose, if you desire to have what God would have you to have and be who God would have you to be, it comes in choosing to have faith in Christ, because that's what makes all things possible. That's my take on it. Thank you for allowing me to share.
Oh, you're welcome. My final take is that, you know, when you're talking about God, he says, but you cannot get to the Father except through me. And so if you can't get to the Father except through Jesus, then that means you have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And when you accept him as your Lord and Savior, ask him for the Holy Spirit, you know, to come and live in your life. I'm telling you, you cannot do or say things that you used to do or say. I'm amazed. I can talk about me. I'm amazed at the things that I can't even think about now or consider doing. And I thought I lived pretty close to the cuff. I wasn't out there. Real, not too far, but even at that, I used to tell people, I'm a good person. That was me. I'm a good person. You know, but being a good person and not being a doer of the word, so you can't do some of the word when you know better. Now, see, when you don't know any better, that's grace and mercy. And we all learning. We all, each day, we should be seeking God for revelation, wisdom and knowledge and getting understanding. But when you know better and you stretch yourself out there, you know, then you're taking the chance on your own. But when you come and you really make up your mind, I'm going to live the lifestyle that God chose for me. It can be a lonely lifestyle, some people may say. But you won't be alone, you know, because a lot of people won't fit into the lifestyle that God has created for you. They got to be believers. They, you know, you won't be able to be in the same crowd that you used to be in because, what, sometimes your spirit will say no. Sometimes your spirit will say no. You can't talk to that person. You can't. And I know that sounds bad, but if that person is going to interrupt the relationship, now my request is, God, anybody that is in my life that is going to keep me from hearing you and doing the word, interrupt that. Or influence me in any way or cause me any undue inter-conversations that I have to process, I ask that you remove them. Because it comes to time, the point you have to make a decision. Either going to do God or you going to do Satan. And you can't do both. It's impossible. You can't waver back and forth. You got to make a decision. And this is a good weekend, all of you out there. If you're going to church, fine. Please go with the right Thanksgiving mode. But if you're not, you can just spend time with God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit in your home by yourself. Don't let this weekend, because you know what? If you look back, you can see where God has kept you. He has kept you. He has brought you through. And why? Because of Jesus. Because of the 39 stripes and the blood he shed. So, get out of yourself this weekend and just spend some time giving God thanks for Jesus. All right, Cynthia, that's our show. And you have a
thank
great
you.
Weekend. And,
okay, thank you, audience.
I'm good. All right. Happy Easter to you.
Thank you.
All right. That's our show for the day. Basically, just remember the reason for the season, this holiday. We cannot say it enough. Jesus. If you don't say nothing but thank you, Jesus, because I know, in spite of yourself, in spite of all, he's with you, he has kept you, he is waiting on you. You're not waiting on him. He is waiting on you to come. And you don't have to do nothing to prepare. All you got to do is just come, and that's in your heart. Just say to him, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come live in my heart. I'm telling you, there's a whole new lifestyle that you don't even know anything about. You don't even know. Not thinking about the suffering and the pain and all the things that he went through hanging on the cross. I can't even imagine. None of us could pay that price. But a thank you, we can all do that. I'll be right back.
You've been listening to the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with your host, Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher. If you'd like to make a love offering to support the show, go to AskDrBessie.com and click on the donate button and show your support. Questions? Call 347-539-5078. Make sure to tune in every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Mother-Daughter Bonding Network with Reverend Dr. Bessie Fletcher, better known as Dr. Bessie. See you next Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's our show. Happy Easter. Go out. Enjoy yourself. Bye-bye.